I would state very categorically that people in Donegal are going to pay vastly more than they are currently paying for their bin service, and it's simply broken down like this. People must now register and sign up to a standing charge, and then they must pay for every kilo of waste which they dispose of.
So what about those then that have been very, very careful? They don't put out a bin every week. They, you know, recycle or buy stuff with as little packaging as possible. Are they not going to be rewarded?
Well, effectively, those who have been prudent and responsible down through the years, they are going to be penalised more so than people who would have had a large amount of waste per week, because every time the bin lorry passes your house now, whether you have a bin out or not, you're effectively going to be charged because the standing charge is going to be applied. Now, that is not the fault or the case with the waste collectors. The waste collectors in large in Donegal are not in favour of this. It will not suit Donegal because of the rural demographic of the county. And what will happen is that those who don't have that much waste will have to pay multiples of what they're currently paying because of the standing charge. And then it will be weighed and they will have to pay by weight. So there is an additional cost to the collector whereby they have to retrofit lorries with weighing scales, new lifting gear to the tune of around €40,000. They then have to have additional staff employed in their offices to send out either quarterly, 6 monthly or yearly bills, which will then take more money off the customer as well. And the government have not granted any of this, so the customer must pay for all of that retrofitting.
Donegal was one of the biggest opponents of water charges. Some would argue there's more money involved here, and yet it's kind of slipped in under the radar to some extent.
Well, the point that I would make is that the people in Donegal, and indeed nationally, are not aware of the new waste directive which will come into force on the 1st of July. It will cost them more money. I believe, and I've made that point at the workshop today, that I believe this to be a bigger debacle and farce than Irish Water ever was. And people are up in arms. People don't want to pay more because people are being responsible out there in the public and they're using the civic community sites and what have you. And by addition, and the sloppiness of this law will equally mean that people who take goods to the civic community sites will also be charged now by weight. So there will be an additional charge involved in taking things to civic community sites. So
what about the council then? I mean, has the council any veto or any input or can it act in any way to lessen the burden?
Well, in 2014, for example, I was made aware of this law coming down the tracks and there was a public consultation period. I did ask at that stage that the council convene a meeting and that we put in a submission. That didn't happen at that time. And we are now left with what is happening nationally. It will suit large collectors that are based in Dublin, Galway, large urban areas, but it will massively impact and affect small collectors who are trying to make a wage, who are trying to keep people employed. And effectively what will happen is many of the smaller collectors will end up going out of business. The large collectors will then move into that space. And what will happen is that they can charge as they like because there will be no competition in the market because of the negative impact which this will have. And but you know, doubt about it, there is going to be an extra cost associated with people putting their bins outside their house now. And I believe that to be a very retrograde and negative step by the government and indeed by the governing body which is set up here. And I am very fearful that fly tipping and illegal dumping will become more prevalent in Donegal, something that the council, to be fair, have worked diligently and very well with community groups and tidy towns groups to stop that. But I believe that people are going to have no choice now because they will not be in a position to afford to put their bin out and they must get rid of their waste somewhere.